This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and in case you haven't noticed it, we're doing a whole big thing on the benefits of extra virgin olive oil this month. We've posted articles on Facebook and Twitter, and there have been newsletter articles, and we've done a podcast on the subject. And today, we're going to continue in that theme because extra virgin fresh-pressed olive oil is an essential component of a healthy diet. It's really the mainstay of the heart-healthy and overall cancer protective benefits of the Mediterranean diet. But the problem is, you know, just going to the market and buying any old olive oil may not confer the benefits. So today we're going to talk to an expert. I have to say that I've known our guest for a long time. He's T.J. Robinson, a.k.a. the Olive Oil Hunter. And I have enjoyed the fruits of his labors. That's a play on words because olives are a fruit. I am an avid consumer of the olive oil that he curates and sources as part of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I delight every couple of months getting my new shipment of the amazing olive oils that he literally tracks down in remote parts of the world. People think, oh, you know, it's just about Sicily and southern Italy. No, there's plenty of sources of really superb, high-quality olive oil across the world, as he'll share with us in just a moment. So T.J., as I said, is known as the Olive Oil Hunter. He's one of the world's most respected authorities on all matters olive oil-related. And he's actually one of the few Americans to be invited to serve as a judge in prestigious Italian olive oil tasting competitions. He's not even Italian. When it comes to evaluating olive oils, he's been described as having a platinum palate, and he is very discerning about finding the highest quality olive oil. He's literally on a search worldwide for the best, the most flavorful, and the most nutritious olive oils on the face of the earth. And he travels an enormous, he's a member of the Million Mile Club because he's all over the world, jetting around hither and thither and yon to find the best quality olive oil. So I'll let him speak for himself. TJ, it's a pleasure having you back on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. What a nice introduction. I appreciate it very much and very happy to be here and be part of your podcast and get some wonderful information out to your listeners.
And by the way, in a moment, we'll share with our listeners, there's a special offer that we want them to be aware of because we want to turn as many people on to this phenomenon as possible. But first, yeah, tell us how you got involved in this. What prompted you to get into this, this endeavor?
So way back in the beginning, I was a chef. I was a chef of the winery at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina, at the young age of 22.
That's one of the most prestigious thing. That is because that's a real mecca for culinary arts.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful facility. Asheville is where I was born and raised and went to culinary school. And while I was in school, I worked for Biltmore and kind of worked my way up the ranks there and loved food and wine and travel. And at about age 22, was the chef of the winery there, doing lots of cooking demos and educating consumers about how to visitors to the estate. It's actually the most visited winery in America. They built more estate winery, teaching them how to pair food and wine. And I've always loved to educate and share the experience of great flavor and great experiences, great culinary experiences. So I was doing that, and eventually I found my way to work in New York City as an assistant to a wonderful food personality. And through that experience, we partnered and built the Olive Oil Club because of my love for travel. I thought, ooh, this is great. Four times a year, I get to travel all around the world to find the greatest olive oil on the planet. Like, it's a kind of design your own career. So that's been about 10 years ago. So
yeah, because I've been the recipient of your wonderful olive oils for about that time, almost from the inception. So, about a couple of weeks ago, I wrote an article entitled 11 Reasons Why You Should Be Using Extra Virgin Olive Oil. And, you know, I approach this from the standpoint of health and not from the standpoint of, flavor qualities and, the aesthetics of olive oil. That's more that's in your wheelhouse. But there are enormous benefits to extra virgin olive oil if it is fresh and polyphenol rich. And among the benefits are that it protects against stroke. It protects against heart disease. It's anti-inflammatory. There are studies that suggest it may combat cancer. It has antibacterial properties through a compound called oleoropein, which is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. It may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. It may prevent dementia and Alzheimer's disease because the antioxidants in olive oil are strongly neuroprotective. In fact, there's a substance in olive oil called oleocanthal that's been found to inhibit the deposition of amyloid beta, which is the compound that is responsible for gumming up the brain in Alzheimer's disease. And so there's so many benefits. And in addition, olive oil, interestingly, compared to a diet that is an ultra low fat diet where you avoid oils, which used to be the vogue, they used to tell, oils make you fat. That, that you consume will end up on your wrong parts of your body. Olive oil actually produces satiety, makes you feel full, and studies suggest that a diet rich in olive oil doesn't make you gain weight. So, if you want to see more on the scientific side, look at my article, 11 Reasons Why You Should Be Using Extra Virgin Olive Oil, that we put up a couple of weeks ago at drhoffman.com. But TJ, you approach this from a different direction. And it turns out that the flavor characteristics of olive oil and the freshness is a signature for its health benefits. Isn't it interesting how nature sort of entices us with these flavors to eat something healthy?
Absolutely. It's one of the few true guilty pleasures. It's most of the things that are really healthy for you are I have to hold my nose. But yeah. On this one, some of the green juice.
Rutabaga is not that appealing.
That's right. Really, there's very few health foods that you can splash liberally on, so many things and just improve what you're consuming. So I'm definitely a taste guy, my background being a chef and a foodie, that's definitely what it's all about. But for me, the interesting thing that happened, as a culinarian, never knew 10 years ago. I did not know what a fresh olive oil tasted like. I was just like every other consumer in America. And unless you've grown up tasting olive oil right at the moment when it was pressed or experienced that, you've never had that realization that there is something totally different out there that you've been missing, because it's really like night and day. It's like fresh. I compare it to orange juice. Like, it's fresh. fresh pressed orange juice, which would be like really fresh olive oil. And I can explain some of the elements that you would taste in that compared to, let's say, something you would buy that's processed and in a plastic kind of shelf stable orange juice that you might purchase off the center aisles at the grocery store. Like it's that, and it's even been cooked and processed. So you can like taste wise, or another differentiator, maybe if you've been only using dried herbs your entire life, you've never tasted the taste of fresh basil, or you've never tasted fresh rosemary.
That's a good like analogy.
That's the difference, and people are just astounded. So, you know, my goal and my mission in life is to introduce as many people as I can. So I do have a very attractive offer to share a bottle of olive oil, and people only pay for the shipping, which is a dollar, to help me offset that cost, and to introduce them to what I believe is one of the greatest pleasures in life, which is amazing fresh pressed olive oil. So because that's the best thing to do. The proof's in the pudding. When people taste this olive oil, they're like, okay, I get it. Now, some of them are a little apprehensive and scared in the beginning because you've tasted this, and a lot of the things you've talked about, and you're more the health guy, but many of these health properties, these polyphenols, people aren't used to them being in the olive oil.
Right.
So you're going to taste bitterness, and you're going to say olive oil shouldn't be bitter. And you're going to taste pepperiness, so something a little spicy and maybe even a little pinch in the back of the throat. People aren't used to that. They're like, no way, this is not olive oil. Well, right. It is olive oil. It's just not what you're used to. The problem is most olive oil is not delivered fresh. So it comes by cargo boat. They don't really treat it as a fresh fruit product the way olive oil should be. It is a fruit and should be treated as a fresh fruit juice. So instead, it comes, most people, most importers, 95%+ come to America via slow cargo boat and with no mission of time and those. So not only does it probably start out as not a world-class olive oil, but then it's imported via these methods in clear bottles and sits on store shelves under fluorescent light. So there's lots of issues that deteriorate olive oil. But these health properties you're talking about, they greatly deteriorate within the first 6 months of pressing. Mm-hmm. So most of the oil that's in America is, and sometimes you'll see them even years old on store shelves, are old. And so you really have to, like as far as consumer tips, just be really focused on harvest date, not just expiration date, but the good guys, they put a harvest date on the oil, and you want to find, you want to look at the olive oil and make sure that the harvest is the most recent harvest and that it's fresh to try to get these healthy components.
And, you know, the last time I talked to you, you cleared up a misconception for me because it was my belief that the greener and the cloudier the olive oil, the more likely it was to contain all those goodies, you know, the polyphenolic compounds that are protective to heart, brain, and so on. It turns out that isn't necessary. You know, you actually applied a little correction to that, that yes, there should be, in addition to the aroma, a faint greenish tint, but some olive oil manufacturers may artificially amp up the opacity of the olive oil to give it a connotation of being like, you know, this is like the whole wheat bread of olive oil as opposed to the white bread.
That's a fantastic analogy. I love that. In fact, as a professional olive oil taster for competitions, when we taste olive oil, you taste olive oil out of a small blue glass, mm-hmm. a small blue cup. And the reason
so
the cup is blue.
Not to be influenced by the appearance, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Because you could have so there are around 600, 700 olive varieties in the world that are indigenous to specific locations. And of course, some have been transplanted around the world, which is fantastic, with immigrants, you know, taking clippings in their, like hidden in their ties that are stitched in their clothes. Wow. and taking those to Chile and to Australia and other places where they needed olive oil for their religious ceremonies and because that was their custom. So yes, there are all these varieties out there. It's kind of like once you really dial into it, there's some analogies with wine that, like, for example, a Cabernet tastes very different than a Merlot, and a Merlot tastes very different than a say Cabernet Franc. So there are different varieties of olives, and different varieties give you different color, different nose, give you different complexity. So there's actually three things that you should be looking for when you're evaluating an olive oil, and we can talk about those. And in our pressing report that we send out with the oil, we have quite a long description of each oil, which we go into as kind of olive oil geeks, me and my merry band of tasters. But well,
your mission is to educate people around olive oil, and it's there's a long, loving description of each olive oil delivery that accompanies each. New installment of the Olive Oil Club. It's kind of like the Wine of the Month club, where you get a new bottle of olive oil, but they're all different. They all have special flavor characteristics, and I think you're trying to educate Americans' palates to the distinctions.
Absolutely. So one of the things when we have an olive oil and we place it in a cup, you could use a shot glass or an espresso glass, whatever you may have at home. Typically, we make sure we don't have any perfume or anything, lotion on our hands, and we'll cup the bottom of the cup to warm the oil in the palm of our hand, and then have another hand on top of the glass, and that traps the flavors and the aromas inside the cup as we warm it. We remove our hand and then we smell. And the smelling components, you should get things. If it's a really great olive oil, you should get things like fresh cut grass. So you should get basil, rosemary, you can get banana. You can get different, depending on the variety, you get different characteristics. Mm-hmm. So it should smell fruity and fresh. It should be bright and alive is what you should smell. And then you want to taste the oil. That's the second step. And when you taste the oil, you put a little in your mouth, maybe half a teaspoon. You kind of let it roll around a little bit on the tongue. A professional may suck in some air like a wine taster, but you don't have to do that. But you can let it roll around, and immediately if it's a real fresh, high polyphenol olive oil, you're going to taste some bitterness. Mm-hmm. And that bitterness would be like green tea or walnut skin. Or maybe a little arugula, like that style of bitterness. And then the last element you're looking for is pepperiness. And this pepperiness will feel like a small little pinch probably in the back of the throat. Tuscan olive oils, which are really bold, people will say, is that a one cough oil or a two cough oil? Like, well, what do you mean by that? Like, that is literally, there's so many polyphenols, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory
properties. Breath away a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and I'm talking about tasting it straight. Of course, when you taste it with food, you get less of these things, but those this pepperiness, it would be akin to arugula or I don't know, a little peppercorn, something like that. I mean, you've tasted these oils, and everyone is different. So quarterly, we travel around the world to where the harvest is happening, and that's where we search for the great stuff. So I have relationships with many producers that I've been forming for years, and I get access to their cream of the crop. So I am very spoiled, and my club members are very spoiled. So very happy about that, being able to provide that experience to folks.
Do you reject a lot of harvests? Because I remember talking to you once and you said, you know, the harvest in Sicily was lousy this year or something, you know, something along those lines. But in well, because of the whatever was super hot, or you don't even know what what the factors
That's
are.
Right.
And then you see, but in Tuscany, there was one region of Tuscany that produced an extraordinary harvest this year, because usually it's not that great, but because of the extremely hot temp, it's like wine. It really is like wine in a lot of ways.
That's funny. You know, people would think you could just find one great producer and just stick with them and be like, okay, every year I'll buy this oil. I know it's good. But what the wild card is Mother Nature. And she always has some, trick up her sleeve that producers have to fight every year. So there are definitely different regions that experience different things, and global warming, or just the changing the change in climate has really been giving producers a lot of curveballs. It's really interesting how it's affecting harvest time and those sort of things. I was just in Chile, and their harvest was about 2 weeks early, earlier than it typically is. Grapes were early, cherries were early. I mean, it was kind of drastic for them to have such an early harvest. But yeah, luckily down there, it's their fall, and so they were having fall festivities and that sort of fun stuff with the pumpkins and all the fall foods. I mean,
yeah, it's the reverse of our seasons, exactly. Yeah.
That's right. So they're harvesting, currently harvesting down there. So I was down there and tasted 100 oils and picked three and made some terrific blends, because that's the other thing I do is it's kind of like producing music and harmony, where you choose different olive varieties from one particular farm, and then you work with them and their different varieties to produce an oil that hits all the marks to be wonderfully fruity, balanced, bitter, and peppery. But the very complex, competition-worthy olive oil. So there are three different oils that are delivered each quarter from three different farms. Each have their own backstory, where in the pressing report you get to meet the producer and hear the story of the harvest and the good, the bad. And ultimately it's a narrowing down where you start with 100 and you get it down to three that you're passionately in love with and that you want to share. And I typically have three different intensity levels: a mild, a medium, and a bold. And you've experienced these, and you could speak more to definitely in the next half. You could talk more about these the health benefits of these polyphenols that are in there, because you understand the science side of things. I buy what I love, and the club is pretty much guided by my palate.
I understand the science, but I have not nearly as discerning a palate as you do, the way you lovingly taste. You truly are the sommelier of olive oil. Okay, this is a good point at which to pause, TJ, because we divide our podcast into two parts, as our listeners know. And in part two, I want to talk about some of the potential pitfalls for consumers of olive oil in the U.S., because there are many, and it's unfortunate that Americans now recognize the health benefits of olive oil, but may not be accessing all the health dividends that olive oil provides because of, adulteration and sometimes outright fraud. We'll touch upon that issue when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with T.J. Robinson, the olive oil hunter, and also the head of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Will give you details on how you can subscribe and take advantage of our special offer. This is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be right back.